across the street, across the nation, here's a transcribed salute to our American Red Cross. Starring Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, last week, while Jack was taking inventory in his pantry, a big can of tomato juice fell off the shelf and hit him on the head. Since then, Jack hasn't been himself, and Mary is terribly worried.
Now, kids, I talked to the doctor, and he said the reason Jack is spending money is because when the can hit him on the head, it caused a quilobum caribri compressit.
Quilobum caribri compressit? What's that?
That's Latin for hand me the jug, Grimly. It's cold out here.
Well, there's no use talking to you, Phil.
Well, you can talk to me, Mary. I know how serious it can be. My mother once hit my father over the head, and he was unconscious for 2 days.
For 2 days? What'd she hit him with?
Me.
With you?
She kept hitting him and hitting him.
Dennis.
Oh, boy, could the Dodgers have used her.
Dennis, please. Now, come on, kids. I think it's time we got started for Jack's house.
Okay, Mary, let's go.
Oh, Rochester, Rochester.
Hello, boss. I let you sleep late because I thought it would help you cold. And besides that, where'd you get that bathrobe? That's a beauty.
Oh, I bought it yesterday. Of course, it's nothing fancy, but what can you expect for $250?
$250 for a bathrobe.
And Rochester, send my old one to Fred Allen. And you better put a sandwich in each pocket. He's out of work. Well, I think I'll go back to my room and get dressed. I want to do a little shopping before the gang gets here for rehearsal.
But, boss, you've been shopping every day this week.
Oh, that was just to pick up a few antiques.
Antiques? You mean that spin wheel in the living room is only for ornamental purposes?
Yes, why?
When you came home with it, I ran to the backyard and planted cotton.
Now, Rochester, stop being silly. You have enough work to do around here.
I have.
Certainly. Now that I think of it, you can have the evening off.
Gee, thanks, boss. I think I'll call my girl Susie and take her out.
Well, that's a good idea. Rochester, here's $20. Show her a good time. Here, take it.
$20?
No, Rochester, I want you to have it. Now, you take that money and go out and have a... Oh, Rochester, you've got tears in your eyes.
I can't help it, boss. You haven't been so nice to me since I was in bed with pneumonia.
Rochester.
You felt so sorry for me, only made me work half days.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember, boss? You used to pick me up at the hospital every day at noon.
I don't remember that. Well, I'm going to put my clothes on. See you later. Da-da-dee-da-da, da-dee-da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm. $20. Well, I tell Susie about this. I'm going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hello, Susie. This is Rochester.
Oh, hello, Rochester. I was hoping you'd call.
Well, honey, I got tonight off, and we'll really do the town.
What?
I'll pick you up in a taxi. We'll go to a restaurant for champagne cocktails and a big steak dinner, and then we'll go dancing.
Rochester, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. It ain't me. It's the boss.
Mr. Benny? Well, what's the matter with him?
I don't know, but it's lovely.
About.
Well, it's a long story, but I just got $20 from Mr. Benny.
Rochester, now you untie that man and give it right back to him.
No, honey, he gave it to me. He gave it to me. After dinner, I'll take you to Mulholland Drive and we'll watch the sunset.
What? Oh, Rochester, by the time we have dinner, we won't get to Mulholland Drive until it's pitch dark.
Yeah. Now, look, honey. Uh-oh. Here comes Mr. Benny. I'll see you tonight.
Okay, Rochester. Goodbye.
Ready to leave.
What did I tell you, Cass, when they come in for rehearsal?
Oh, I'll be back before they get here. I'm only going out. I'll answer that. Hello?
The Whipper Cowards. Bring the wine. They bring the flowers.
Bell.
Now, don't get mad, Mr. Benny. I didn't want to call you up for a job again, but my wife made me do it.
Don't be such an apologetic schnook, Melvin. Tell them how important you are.
Maybe I've been an aggravator.
Well, if you won't tell him, I will. Give me that phone. Hello, Benny?
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Blank, Melvin's wife, and my Mel is doing you a favor by wanting to appear on your program.
Look, Mrs. Blank.
My Melvin is very talented, and he almost got a big part in a very important picture.
What picture?
Joseph Sings Again.
Now, look, Mel. Mel, I've got a part for you on my program. You'll just stop with those silly imitations. Now, come to rehearsal at my house in an hour.
Oh, gee, thanks. I can use the $30.
$30? Is that all you're getting? Well, Mel, from now on, I'm going to give you $100. Is that all right, Mel? Mel? Mel?
I don't know what you said to my husband, but he just swallowed his up for play.
Oh, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Now, Rochester, you better have some food for the gag when they come for rehearsal.
Yes, sir.
I'm going out now to do a little more shopping. I'll be back soon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from Jack Benny.
I hope no disaster, not even a small one, ever strikes you. I hope you never need a blood transfusion or first aid of any kind. That you never have a fire or an accident. That you never go through a tornado or an explosion or a flood. But somebody's going to every day of every week of every year. And when trouble strikes them, you'll be there lending a helping hand. You'll be there through your support of your American Red Cross. After all, you don't give to the Red Cross. You give through the Red Cross to a lot of neighbors just like yourself. They may be across the street or down the road or across the nation. But wherever they are, you'll have their heartfelt thanks for the help and comfort you supply. Remember, you help through your Red Cross. Give generously, won't you?
Now, let's get on with the rehearsal so we can... Oh, for heaven's sake, what's that can of tomato juice doing on the piano?
Rochester put it there.
Yeah, the newsreels will be here any minute.
What?
Dennis, be quiet.
Now, why should a can of tomato juice be here? Oh, Rochester! Rochester! Oh, I'll put it away myself. Excuse me. Can't understand what's the matter with everybody. Don trying to save me money. Mary whispering. Oh, well. Gee, the pantry's full. There's a little space on this top shelf. If I stand on my tiptoes, I could just...
Boss, did you call me?
Yes, Rochester. Why did you...
Boss, look out!
Inventory.
sorry. Jack, you finished that last week.
Yeah, we're here for rehearsal.
Rehearsal? I don't know what you're all... Rochester, what are you standing around all dressed up for?
I got a date. You said I could have the night off.
When did I give you the night off?
About an hour ago, you even gave me $20 spending money.
I? I gave you $20?
Sure, yeah. I'll show it to you. See?
To his old self.
Yeah. Hit him again. Hit him again. Harder.
Dennis, you keep quiet. Now, look, kids, I don't know what this is all about. But, son, come in.
Well, here I am, Mr. Benny. I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
Waiting? What do you want, mister?
I've come for the $49,000 you owe me on the yacht.
What? What did you say?
I said I've come for the $49,000 you owe me on the yacht.
All right, mister, you've had your little joke. Now, what do you want?
I'm not joking. You bought a yacht, put a $1,000 deposit on it, and still owe me $49,000.
I gave you $1,000. Let me see it.
I will not. I'm keeping it right in my pocket.
Now I know why I'm a butler and he's a yacht salesman.
Quiet, Rochette. This man is trying some swindle game, saying I bought a yacht.
But, Jack, you yourself told us you bought it, and I think you'll get a lot of pleasure out of it.
You keep your big fat mouth out of it.
Well, he's right, Jack. You ought to keep the yacht.
Barry.
You even named it after me.
Never mind. And get your hands out of that candy. Now, look, mister, if you think you can swindle me...
I'm not swindling you. You ordered the yacht. You paid a deposit, and I'll get the rest of that money if I have to sue you.
Well, let me tell you something. You're not going to get...
Here I am, Mr. Benny. I hope I ain't late for rehearsal.
Bill Blake, what are you doing here? I don't need you on my show.
Oh, but you hired me over the phone. You even raised my salary to $100.
I? I gave you... What's going on here anyway? Do you think I'd pay $100 just to hear you imitate Al Jolson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up! Now, how about it, Benny? Am I going to get my $49,000 or do I call my lawyer?
I don't care how many lawyers you call. You're not going to get any money out of me.
But, Jack, it's only money. It's not as though he's taking your life's blood.
Let me be the judge of that. Now, mister, you better return my deposit. I must have been out of my mind when I gave it to you. I wouldn't pay $50,000 for any crummy boat.
Crummy? I'll have you know that some of the best men in this country own our yachts. Men like Humphrey Bogart, Robert Taylor, and Al Jolson.
Get out! Barry. What's going on around here anyways? Everybody crazy?
No, Jack, I don't blame you for being confused. Come on in the other room and I'll explain it to you.
I wish you would.
Hello?
Hello, Susie. Our debt is off tonight. I'm broke.
Broke? Rochester, I thought you said you had $20.
Have you ever heard that expression? Easy come, easy go. Well, I'm just in a personal demonstration. Goodbye.
Your hand held out to your neighbor when he needs help. That's your American Red Cross. Bringing help wherever and whenever it's needed. Across the street, across the nation, across the world. Give generously. Give now. Today's Jack Benny Show, a transcribed salute to our American Red Cross, starred Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program was made possible through the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, and the Radio Writers Guild.